Shiloh Run Press presents The Outlaw Takes a Bride. Written by Susan Page Davis. And I'm Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. Early May 1885. Colorado Plains. Johnny Painter slung his saddle over his chestnut gelding's back. He and Reckless would work alone today, repairing the ranch's roundup pen. Johnny didn't mind being up here at the line shack all alone. It was better than fighting for elbow room in the bunkhouse, especially when he was on the foreman's bad side. Still, he couldn't help remembering that today should have been his day off. Frantic hoofbeats pounded in the distance. Johnny dropped the girth ring and walked around his horse to stare down the trail. His friend Cam Combs was riding hard.
"What's your hurry?"
Johnny called as the other cowboy drew near.
"Get your gear. You gotta get out of here."
Cam pulled his horse to a stop.
"Why?" Johnny asked. "What's happened?"
"It's the foreman. Somebody shot him. And Johnny, they think you did it. You gotta run for it."
"What on earth?"
Johnny stared at him. The Lone Pine foreman was known to be harsh and short-tempered, but Johnny had mostly managed to stay on his good side, except for the words they'd exchanged right before Johnny came up here to the line shack, but that wasn't serious.
"Are you telling me that Red Howell is dead? How did it happen?"
"Nobody knows."
Cam swung down out of the saddle and dropped his pinto's reins.
"Ike found him this morning, on the trail about a half mile from the ranch. You were the only one unaccounted for when he rode in with the news. Red had told us he was riding up here to see you this morning. Wanted to know how you were doing with the roundup pen. Now I guess they think you ambushed him or something."
"Well, that's crazy," Johnny said.
"Some of the boys heard you the other night when Red told you to come up here. They're saying you had a fight."
Johnny shook his head in protest.
"That wasn't any fight. I told Red it was my Sunday off this week, and he said too bad, and I said I really needed a day off, and he said,
'No time to argue. Get your stuff. You gotta go.'"
"What, go down and talk to the boss?"
"No."
Cam frowned.
"If you do that, they'll turn you over to the law."
"But I didn't do anything."
Johnny glared at him.
"I didn't even know Red was coming up here. Don't you think I should just go and tell him that?"
"No, I don't. You need to lie low. Better yet, get out of Colorado before the sheriff rides up here to take you in."